This podcast is presented to you by Pastor Bill Shear and Guts Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. For more information, please visit gutschurch.com.
So here we go to the message tonight. Number one, you ready? This is what we're living here. Number one is a life for life exchange. That's what this is. Man, every one of you guys has a story. You got to get out and tell your story. Man, you've got to understand that this is not just where I work. It's not a paycheck for me. I think I do get a paycheck. But you know what? I'm telling you, it's where I've sown my life into this house. Man, my heart's here. My heart and soul's here. But listen, this is how God does it. How God does it is that's how it is with my family. That's how it is with my friends. Man, I know that if you're going to be a friend to me, and I know that I can probably speak for many of you guys that are in here, man, being a friend with me is covenant. It's what, be careful what you ask, because the answer is yes. Man, and there's not too big a mess, and there's not too much trouble somebody can get in that I'm going to run and hide and stiff arm them from. Because why? Because we're friends and it's covenant. Why? Because it's a life for life exchange. And that's what Jesus has done for us. That's what God's done for us in our life, is that what he did is, because of our sin, because of our rebellion, because of our disobedience, God sent his son Jesus to pay the price and redeem us from the curse of the law. Because of that disobedience and because of that rebellion, because of the sin nature that was in our lives, man, what life was for us was poverty, sickness, and death. And you have to remember this, that that's the curse of the law. The curse of the law makes up poverty, sickness, and death. And you should write that down. Because what Jesus did and the price that he paid was he fulfilled the law. And no matter what the law is that you broke, it produced poverty, sickness, and death. Man, you think about people that habitually live a life of sin. There's elements of poverty, sickness, and premature death that's operative in their lives. And you know what it does? It's a curse that's always pulling them down. But see, what Jesus came to do was fulfill that burden that we owed. See, we owed that. It wasn't just getting us fire insurance from hell. He did do that. But the other parts of it is, right now, here on this earth, is that we have been delivered from evil. That he's established his kingdom and his way of doing things. But listen, we have to understand this. The way God does anything is the way he does everything. It's a life for life exchange. See, that's why we have people that, man, in about 20 minutes, I'm going to give people an opportunity to say, God, I give my life to you. I make Jesus the Lord of my life. But see, listen, I'm a simple man. And a lot of times I'm very literal. And one time I was the most literal that I've ever been in my life is when I said, God, I give you my life. God, I give you my heart. See, that's why it's so important, and I teach this a lot of times, and I'm going to get into this in September when we're going to deal with family in the month of September. We're going to help people that are married, engaged, divorced, separated, with kids, blended families, whatever, okay? It's going to be a month of family. But I'll tell you this. I say this. I've told this to my kids. Man, it's okay. Man, you might have a crush on somebody. You might think, man, I really like them. Okay, that L word, when you're talking to somebody when you're single and you're on a date and that love thing comes up, I'm telling you, choose your words very carefully. And I'll tell you why. You can't give your heart away. There's people that'll say, well, I was dating so-and-so and he broke up with me and he broke my heart. Well, that's on you. You gave him that heart to break, and that's what people do. Man, that guy, because that heart is a covenant issue. And it's about covenant now. And it's something that we probably ought to meet for about 2 weeks, every single night, for like 2 or 3 hours a night, and dole out, man, and describe and teach and dissect covenant. Because that's how God does it. See, there's people who say, it's not a religion, it's a relationship. And then there's people that think, well, I could just go to church and I could just be whoever I want to be and I just check it off of my list and I've got very little other responsibility and then I'm just going to go live my life and try to be a good guy. Well, that's not covenant. See, that's a relationship. Man, a relationship is that we're buddies. It's God didn't give his son Jesus to die on your behalf to be your buddy. Man, God gave it to you because he wants your life back. And then he wants to give you his life, remember? Because what is number one? A life for life exchange. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, and you guys have heard this a million times, but I think it's important for us to continue to expose the enemy and his deceitful ways. But Romans 12, 1 says, Paul says, look, I beseech you therefore, brethren, I'm begging you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. And then he said, and don't be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't act like the world. Don't behave like the world. Don't react or respond like the world. He said this, he said, but don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. That transformation is a life for life exchange. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Man, number two, we've got to renew our minds. See, remember, it leads me to green pastures, the fresh water, and restores my soul by the renewing of our mind. That's how this life for life exchange is received in our lives. How many of you guys, it's a simple question. How many of you guys want all of God you can get? You want all of God you can get? I want that. I live my life, and I'm just telling you, I want all of God that I can get. Man, I was a brand new Christian. I start hearing about God's healing provision. Man, how many of you guys, when God's healing provision came alive to you in your life, how many of you guys remember that moment? I remember that moment. And you know all I can think of is, why aren't we not walking through hospitals? Why are we not in desperate, people that are in desperate situation, man, and believe, and man, we just believe God on their behalf. I got a report today, a pastor buddy of mine, I texted him today. I said, man, I was thinking about you. When I think of guys like that, that I haven't thought of him in a while. And when I thought of him, I began to pray for him. So I just texted him and said, man, I'm praying for you. It's not funky. It's not weird. I'm thinking, are you well? He texted me back and said, it's funny that you do. I'm at a conference. And yesterday, man, Bell's palsy came upon my face. He said, my side of my face started drooping. I went to the doctor and praise God, it's not a stroke, but I'm just believing I'm healed. And it's interesting you just did it because I know you're a man that'll agree with me. And man, I'm telling you, that next text I fired back at him, man, I was mad. Man, I fired back that text as quick as I could. And it's like, man, I told him, I said, I'm mad now. And I agree, and you're healed in Jesus' name. And then I began to rifle healing provision scriptures back to him. God's promise. Here's what I'm standing on. And I just call him healed and whole today in Jesus' name. But see, it's the renewing of our mind. I could have sent a text back and it could have been, man, I'm sorry for you, man. Wow, that's a tough one. And it's gonna be hard for you to get up and preach with that. Man, well, good thing you didn't have a stroke. Well, praise God. Man, there's some people that'll go so far as to say, well, maybe God put that on you to test you. I wanna slap people like that. I'm not kidding you. Man, I know we can't. I know there's no, that we don't lay hands on people suddenly. But just be careful. Just, I may have got up on the wrong side of the bed someday, and man, you come and go, well, maybe God put the pop. Come on. Until your eye will unswell in a couple weeks. You'll be fine. But I'm telling you, that's not God. Man, God is good. Write that down. God's good. His mercies endure forever. I'm just telling you, God's a good God. The devil is a bad devil, and the devil sucks. And I'm just telling you, he's trying to suck the life out of you. He's trying to suck the health out of you. He's trying to suck your provision out. He's trying to decimate your family. And there's too many people that the enemy's chomping on. And we've got to stand in faith, but we've got to renew our minds. The world is counting on us not to be like them. I'm not kidding you. Some of you guys go, well, you know, I'm only going to that bar so I can continue to minister to my lost friends. No, you know what? Ministering to your lost friends is you getting here and getting strong. And I'm not here to empty all the bars. I'm here to tell you that's the deception of the enemy. And if the bar's empty, so be it. Man, I'm telling you that the enemy's gonna try to get you to that familiar place. Man, that old place where you're, remember the old man was real comfortable there. Man, your old man's not comfortable at church. Do you know that? Your flesh is not comfortable at church. Man, how many of you guys second guessed even coming to church tonight? How many of you guys are here out of obligation? How many of you are here because, well, man, we're here because we got to serve. I'm only at church tonight. Man, I could have tapped out tonight real easy. Sandy and I could have got all emotional and would have got a chocolate milkshake tonight. We may do that after church. We're not going to. We're not going to do that. I don't eat like that anymore. No, I'm having lunch today. Brooklyn's on the other side of the table. The waitress took my plate. I looked up, Brooklyn went, like, that's my daughter. She can't tell you to take my plate. I'm paying the bill. I got sidetracked there for a minute. What was I talking about? Chocolate milkshake sounds good. Do we make those here? Let me look at my notes a second. You guys just talk amongst yourselves. But you've got to get your mind renewed. Thank you for coming. God bless you guys. Black is very thinning, though. It's huge, okay? Three things. And I'm going to repeat this, okay? You go, yeah. Yeah, don't act like kids. Don't act like you little baby. Bunch of babies in here. Got to be getting the word every day. I'm telling you, I'll go Scott Houston on you. You been in the word today? What'd you read? Tell me. What's your favorite verse? And I don't want to hear what your favorite song is. I want to hear what your favorite verse is in the word. I don't know what your favorite line of a movie is. So you're saying, I got a chance. No, you got to get the word every single day. Number two, you have to prayerfully study his word. Prayerfully study his word. And number three, you have to have a I get it attitude. Man, I get it. Determine in your life to have an I get it attitude. Man, it's so hard for me to think like that. Yeah, why? You have to renew your mind. And then it proves that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You guys with me on that? See, that's the only thing we've got here. If you'll say, well, what's the difference between Guts and other churches? I don't know. I think it's all chicken. It all tastes like chicken to me. Some people like it fried. Some people like it baked. Some people like it roasted. Some people like it with dumplings. But it all tastes like chicken. But let me just tell you, it's whoever can put a premium on God's word and deliver it where it's digestible, make it relatable to people in their lives. Man, did you guys think I get up here and go, look, I don't have any challenges? No, let me just tell you something. Man, I got challenges now that if I focus on those challenges, man, I got no chance. But you know what? If I focus on the solution, and I magnify God. You know, that's what the psalmist said. That's what David said. Hey, come magnify the Lord with me. That word magnify, what does it mean? Make it bigger. Man, let's focus on and make God bigger in our lives. Then you know what? If God gets bigger, I believe that the issues of our life and the things we deal with get smaller. And we put things back in the right perspective. Isn't that right, Ryan? Man, we get things out of perspective, man. You get something where you're worried about a tumor, or you're worried about your finances, or you're worried about your job, or you're worried about your marriage. I'm telling you, what the word says, the man of God says, listen, what part of worry is gonna make you grow any? But you know what? Focusing on God, you're gonna grow. You're gonna get bigger and better and stronger in him. Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Devil, you're a liar. You're not going back to the bottle. You're not going back to the crack pipe. You're not going back to where. No, you know what you're going to do? You're going to live that life that's strong. But you know what? Let me just tell you, willpower isn't going to do it. You got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. How do you do that? You have to renew your mind. The way you think is the way you are. You got to get with the right people. Any of you men that are struggling here, any of you men that are watching on the internet right now, that are within driving distance of that lunch tomorrow, you come to lunch here at this church tomorrow. I'm not kidding you. I'm not playing here. The devil wants you dead. The devil wants to jack with you so much that you just throw it all in and quit. And I'm telling you, I've had it with everybody quitting. Man, it's time for us to be strong. Isn't that right, Juan? Man, we just need strong men in the church. Man, the world sees strong men, men that can make decisions, men whose yes is yes and no is no, and men that aren't passive but have a little bit of aggression in them. You know what's interesting? I was watching this thing, and it said, well, that guy's just getting, he's super emotional. He cries all the time now, and man, he doesn't have a whole lot of drive, and he's lost all his aggression. And you know what they said? They said, you know, maybe he needs some testosterone. And for me, I go back to the locker room in junior high. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what that sucker needs. But I'm telling you, the church has to have that. The church has got to have some spit and vinegar. Some men that'll go, you know what? I know that you're not going to like it, but I'm going to take a risk. You need to give your life to Jesus. You need to repent and do it today. And that guy go, who do you think you are? I'm a man of God. What do you mean? I got a good friend, Gordon Banks, the pastor. I'm in Seattle now. He was on staff at a church in Dallas for years, Mike and Kathy Hayes at Covenant. And he was a chaplain for the Cowboys when Jimmy Johnson came in. The first year Jimmy Johnson came in, the Dallas Cowboys were 1-15. How many of you guys know you don't want a chaplain in an NFL team that's going through a season that is 1-15? There's a player that accidentally stood on the cord for the headset for Jimmy Johnson. And that guy, the kid who's holding the cord is pulling, and that player's not paying any attention. And Gordon's standing right there behind Coach Johnson. And the kid's pulling, and Jimmy Johnson starts to walk, and the thing grabs him. He starts to walk, he's like this, and he turns, and that player walks off. And Gordon's standing there. And he turned around and he said, gee, did like this. And Gordon said, don't you ever speak to a man of God like that. Right in the middle of a game on an NFL sideline. Jimmy Johnson said, oh my gosh, Gordon, please forgive me. Can we talk? Not now, you got to coach. We talk after the game. And let me just tell you, man, it broke things loose on that team. Man, we need some fellas in this room that can be that kind of men. That kind of man, those kind of people where it's like, you know what? We're not going to cheat you. We're going to give you your money's worth. We're going to treat you, man, we're here to serve you. Whether we're leading you or serving you or whatever, we want to be servant leaders in this place. But you know what that requires? That requires a life-for-life exchange. That requires us, our minds being renewed to God's promise. Man, when an issue comes up in your life, the first thing that comes to mind, I'm telling you, in my life, the first thing that comes to me, for me to worry about something, I got to fight my way through God's promise to get to that worry. I don't want to. I want to live in that land that flows with milk and honey. Anybody with me on that? And that's the land of what? The land of promise, right, Jeremy? Man, Jeremy Bedell isn't the only guy that can preach in this church. I can preach some. Oh, we love Jeremy. Oh, Jeremy did such a good job. You're not going to hear from him for a while. You know, no, there's people that'll call it. There's people that'll say, no, Bob Hurley's come and say, man, that Jeremy's got it. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, we'll see how long that thing could sit on the shelf for a little bit. How about that? Okay, but you know, you heard of those churches, the church without walls? How about this? The church without dubs. That's what I say. Little sucker bringing his A game up here. Oh, quit it. That it's just getting extended. I'm telling you, I'm a man on the edge. I don't have Kennedy in town saying, Dad, you're a pastor. Hey. Oh, yeah, you and whose army? That's what I say. I don't even know what the guy said. He called me out, I felt like. Didn't you, Justin? That doesn't work here. I'll call him. Okay, listen to this. Romans 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God and salvation, first to the Jew, then to the Greek. And let me just tell you, man, we've got to look at this, that it's the power of God and salvation. But look at verse 17. It's amazing. For in it, the righteousness of God, listen, the salvation that God offers us, in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. This is huge. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. And that as it is written, the just shall live by faith. But how's it revealed? From faith to faith. There's some people that never grow. There's some people, because let me tell you, that renewed mind is gonna cause you to take steps of faith. See, and what we're looking for is we're looking for that magic wand to come out. And you know what? If you go to a church or you're if there's an attraction in you to a church that has magic wands, man, check yourself. Man, what you don't want, we don't want to take the easy way out. We want to go the second mile. We don't want to take the escalator to heaven. You know what we want to do? I want to hit every single step. Because the Bible says it's line upon line and precept upon precept. This is a life for life exchange. Jesus didn't die on that cross and go to hell on our behalf and defeat death in the grave so that we could take an escalator to heaven. I'm telling you, man, we've got to be bold. We've got to do great exploits. Man, we gotta go where nobody else wants to go. Other people are running from something, we're going into it. That's the kind of church God's looking for. And see, what we've gotta understand now, and let me just tell you, man, we may not be perfect, but we're as close to it as you're gonna get. And see, that's what we've gotta understand. This is God's house. And that's how we've gotta process these things, and the progression of our lives, man, becomes that God's hands on our life. But we go from faith to faith, and that's what you do in your life. Man, your responsibility, don't worry about what's gonna happen in a month or in 6 months or with the market. You do what you're supposed to do today. You do what you're supposed to do tomorrow. You take this thing and here's what you do. You take steps. And the next thing you know, man, you're walking and then you're running and then you're jumping and then you're just, and I'm telling you, your life becomes just praiseworthy to God. Man, that's who God is in our life. So you know what? It's a life for life exchange. Man, we have, it's all linked to us, our minds being renewed. Man, what Paul wrote is he said, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Do you see the progression here? Man, it goes from us saying, God, I give you my life, to me saying, man, this isn't me anymore. Man, this is him. Paul said, as if God were pleading through me, be reconciled unto him. Man, get your life right. Man, don't live by your emotions. The negative emotions, the toxic emotions that you're dealing with, fear and anxiety and depression. Man, you know what you've got to do? You got to take them head on. Quit running from those things. Man, be who God's called you to be. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Here's the key. The life I live in the flesh. Now listen, we're made up. We are spirits that have minds that live in a body. Let me tell you, our spirit man is right with God. That's a part of it's right. What you've got to do is you've got to, your mind has to be impacted. Your body's going to follow your mind. It is. Man, you get in fear, your hands start shaking. And you have anxiety, you start getting ulcers. Man, your body's going to respond. Man, you change the way you think. You change the way your mind is, you renew your mind, and you know what happens? Man, we look at it, we live from faith to faith, but it's no longer me, it's Christ in me. But here's what it said, the life I live in the flesh, in the natural, I live by faith. See, why do we live by faith? Because there are natural situations that are contrary to God's promise. And let me tell you, it's common to all of us. And what you've gotta do is you've gotta look up and you gotta see God's glory. I would have lost heart if I hadn't have believed that I'd see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Man, don't lose heart. Man, I'll tell you, that Sandy quoted that verse one time in church a couple years ago. It changed my life. I would have lost heart if I hadn't have believed that I'd see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know why? It doesn't look very good. So this life I live by how things look, I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by faith in the finished work of Christ. Anybody with me on that? So number three is we've just got to live, listen, a faith-filled life. A life full of faith. And that's all we've got to do. It's a life-for-life exchange for us to renew our minds through God's promise. And then you know what? I'm just going to live a life of trust. I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to trust how I feel anymore. I'm not gonna trust all the rumors of war and all the wars, all the decimation. Man, I'll tell you what, the world is gonna try to lay so much responsibility on you, and you know what? We don't take anything the world throws at us. You know what we do? We take the responsibility that God gives us. God gives us. Man, I'm telling you, I love Wednesday nights. Because I believe a lot of it, Wednesday nights is the household of faith. Yeah, you know what? It's a boost we get on Wednesdays. And it's a part of our routine, and God loves it when the assembling of ourselves together is a part of our routine. He loves that. But you know what? So much more than that, the Bible says, do good to all, especially those in the household of faith, the household of trust. I believe you're here tonight because it's your heart to live a trust-filled life. I do. And you know what? We can help you with that. It's real easy. Get in the Word every day. As often as you eat, just read the Word a little bit. You can read one or two or three verses, maybe a chapter, maybe a proverb every day, and then a little bit of John, and man, pick a couple epistles and just read through it. Man, just get up the first of the month and begin to read the book of Acts and read through it, and then read through it again and read through it again, and just get it. But listen, and then prayerfully study God's Word. What does God's Word say about your marriage? What does God's Word say about you raising your kids? What does God's Word say about the local church? Man, God's Word talks about the local church 121 times in the New Testament. The word ecclesia is used, which is simply the local church, who we are. Where's ecclesia? This isn't just a filling station for a bunch of Christians. No, you know what? This is A to Z here. If you're here and you need to give your life to Jesus, we're here for you. If you're here to celebrate a tremendous victory that you've had, we're here for you. Man, if you're here to, because, man, I don't know what to do about my marriage, we're here for you. Man, that's what the church is. You know why? It's God's house. We're better for being here. Man, we got to understand it's a life for life exchange. He gave our life. He gave his life for us. We give our life for him. I give my life for you. That's how this works. Man, you get all of it. Man, you get the comely and uncomely parts. You get the parts that, you know, we're living epistles read of all men. Yeah, you know what? Man, there's chapters of my life I want to tear out and say, okay, here, read this part. But God doesn't allow that. It's like, okay, here's my life. I'm an open book. Read it. What you want. But then we have to renew our minds. Listen, that's not just changing our minds. It's renewing our minds. And then you know what we've got to do? We've got to make a determination in our life, make covenant with God that I'm going to live by faith and not by sight. I'm going to live a faith-filled life. I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to be worrisome. I'm not going to be full of fear. Man, 1,000 may fall at my left hand and 10,000 at my right, but I'll not be harmed, because that's what the Word promises.
Thanks for listening to the Guts Church Podcast. For more information on service times, please visit gutschurch.com.